Reflection by Father Luis Zazzano, Luke 4:31-37, Authority. 1. He taught, I want to insist on your continual formation. Please do not stop reading God's Word. Make time to study His Word and formative readings. Don't let yourself be ruled by emotions. Today you have so many available options, not only the catechism. There is literature online, good videos on YouTube on certain topics, and they are not boring. The courses we have been giving at DCM, and simple books that can inspire you. But do not let yourself be idle. Yesterday, some friends told me they have an employee, a bricklayer, who reads a Bible quote out loud for himself and his coworkers before starting work every morning. He is one of Jehovah's Witnesses. There are times when I wonder, when will we do something like that? The curious thing is that now his colleagues are already waiting for him in the daily reading. That man understands what it is to evangelize on a daily basis. A simple reading of God's Word before starting the day and nothing else. Not complicated, not a long discourse, nothing heavy, just the Word, and that's enough. 2. Repulsive spirit. It refers to that person who can't find peace in his life and does not survive easily in today's society. These types of people convey fear and concern to everyone around them. Today, you and I can have these characteristics, being too concerned about our gestures and attitudes. Ask God for peace. In our prayer today, ask God to send us that peace that only He gives. Do not grovel and do not lose your dignity. There are people who care about you. God values you. Know that you are worthy, and for God, you are a person, someone special, not just something. Do not allow anyone to put you down. 3. Authority. The key to having authority is listening. Listen to others, knowing that they matter. Listen to others in order to make clear decisions. Remember, you must also assume responsibility for the decisions you make. Being responsible requires living as an example. Don't fall into the do what I say but not what I do situation. Caution. Being wise is a grace from God. Let's ask God to give us the gift of prudence today. Have a beautiful day and enjoy God today. God bless you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And remember, heaven is our goal.